Listener Amy wrote, "When I first heard WHQR use the pronunciation as Camp Lejeune, I did some research to figure out why. I applaud the move to use the pronunciation that honors General John Lejeune, for whom the base was named. When I heard the station announcing an event in my town this morning, I thought I'd share that this is another place that is commonly mispronounced. Natives call the town Burgaw, with the first syllable stressed, as opposed to Burgaw, which stresses the second syllable. It's a small distinction, but when we moved here 3 years ago, one on which we were quickly schooled. My husband and I are station members and enjoy both stations. Thank you for all you do." I wrote to Amy that I appreciate her efforts to make sure we do use local pronunciations. My experience has been that people are very particular about two types of pronunciations, or rather mispronunciations, and that is where they live and what their name is. Amy later wrote back with some other questions. K-E-R-R Avenue in Wilmington, K-U-R-E Beach, and R-A-C-I-N-E Drive. Well, don't take this for absolute truth, but the consensus here at the station is as follows. While it may have been Governor Kerr Scott in Wilmington, it's Carr Avenue, Curie Beach, as opposed to the town of Curry, and Racine in Wisconsin, but Racine Drive here. Your mileage may vary. Thanks, Amy. Listener Julie wrote in response to the news that Coastline is expanding to Thursdays. "I generally prefer the state of things to Coastline, so I'm disappointed that I will now miss the state of things twice a week. Please consider moving Coastline to another hour or rebroadcasting the state of things later in the day or evening, as WUNC does." Julie, there's good news for you. We are moving the state of things to 1 p.m. starting May 9th, so that you'll hear it 5 days a week. Ken Rudin's Political Junkie will move to Fridays at noon, and an hour of Here and Now will air at noon on Mondays and Tuesdays, with Coastline on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Here are some reactions from our Spring 2016 listener survey. Andrew wrote, "I very much agree with the comments made during the Spring On Air Fun Drive. It is time to retire Car Talk. Can I nominate Rick Steves for retirement too? There must be other travel programming that's not so white bread." Listener R wrote, "I still can't receive WHQR 92.7 in Ocean Isle Beach, so will not renew my membership." Anonymous wrote, "I would like more opera music during regular program time on classical HQR. Giles wrote, "I love all of your weekend programming." And Anonymous said simply, "What would I do without you?" In other news, classical HQR is now on the air in Myrtle Beach. From Socastee to Conway to North Myrtle Beach and points in between, our Grand Strand listeners can hear 24-hour classical music on 102.3 FM. We'd love to hear from our Myrtle Beach listeners on how it sounds in your home and your car. And we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. Many thanks, as always, for your feedback.